Hello from the Holy Ghost Calling webpage. This is the living room. Brother Freedom's here. It's a Sunday morning, and he already knows that something good's coming, so hope you'll listen. Father, we just thank you and we praise you for this beautiful day and your loving hand and your mighty power through your Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. We thank you that you're going to anoint Brother Freedom, and we thank you that you're going to anoint the listener. Lord, give this listener that's listening right now tremendous curiosity, tremendous hunger, Father. Help them, Lord, to listen and hear all those things they need to hear. We just thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Mike is going to come and read for us some scripture.
This is 1 Corinthians, the second chapter. And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God, for I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling, and my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of a man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ.
Father, we just give you praise. We come to you with thanksgiving, thanking you for your wonderful gift that you've given us. You've given your gift to the whole world, that men would never die. They'd live on with you forever. Lord, that is what you desired from the very beginning, that all your children would one day come back and be with you. You love us in a very special way, and that's not in our own hearts to know exactly the extent of that, because we only know in part, but your love is beyond our imagination. And we thank you for your concern that you have for us while we're here. That you want to take care of us and you want to watch us. And you want to go with us. You want to be by our side. And when we're asleep at night, you want to watch over us. As we bring forth life in this world, that you want to transfer what you have in us through our seed to be the offspring of your people. Not just what we go through the saving people on high, but our families would be know you, that they would walk in your victory. They would walk in your dedication. They'd be careful to serve you for your wonderful love. We pray a guard around your hearts, your people this day. For those in China this day, Lord, such a terrible things are happening there and throughout all Pakistan, throughout the whole world, Father. You see all these atrocities that's coming to pass. But we know it's telling us that the season is here, the time is close, and we want us to be ready. Lord, you don't want us to be afraid. Our hope is in you, and you're our strength. We should be desiring that day, Lord, because it's going to be a special day. Lord, we give you praise, glory, and honor, and we thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. I hope and pray that my voice will be suitable for what I feel is coming from my heart. Because, see, we minister through our voice. That is the expression that we have, even God's with it. It comes through our heart. So I pray that God will make my words distinct, understandable. I've had a stroke, and these areas are prevalent now where they wasn't that way. It's like a handicap. I am a handicapped person. But that's the way God would have it, because I have to live in this last hour in a handicapped way. And that makes it, but I love it because God's, oh, I feel His mighty power. And I was thinking the other day, when I feel the power is when I come right here in this little room. Through the week, I have to walk in faith. Used to, I'd walk all the time. I mean, this spirit just fell all the time, but it's not fair. I got to feel what the world feels. In that, I can sense. And God's had it that way because He's working through my heart in a very special way. And I can't understand exactly how He speaks, but He speaks through your heart. He speaks in a way that's very understandable. And when He don't speak, He should not say He's speaking, because that's a false report. And none of us are to give forth a false report. And I believe that's what's happened to lots of the Spirit-filled people. There were some that was very zealous, and they wanted to give that report in their self. And that report came wrong. And we have to always wait upon God. We have to wait for His direction. This second chapter of 1 Corinthians is very powerful. I feel His presence so closely today. You know, if you go through the world today, you'd ask people, what is their great desire? They could get a lot of people say, well, I want to be able to achieve, to have a family and a household and all these good things that come to pass. And those are good wishes. I want good health. I want good strength. I want to be able to retain the knowledge that I have. I want to all these that my life would function properly. These are all human desires that we all have. And sad to say, the lot of this world this day is going through troubles. I just heard a man day before yesterday from, I think it was Iowa. He's never seen what he's seen. I mean, we're very fortunate. There's even deaths. And this lady, girl, young lady says, she didn't care about nothing no more, but just her, she's lucky just to be alive. So we get to that place of desperation on what is really the top need. Now when you get those needs, saving your life. When you go through a tornado where it tears up the whole town and comes down and comes very hard, it has to be very severe to the senses inside of you, the concerns that we all have at that time. People live through them a lot of times. God's very merciful, because a lot of these tornadoes, only just a few people He takes. And I believe that that's what life is all about, that we're here for a short season. And that season can be lengthened, it can be shortened, but that time, it's what we do for God that determines our destiny forever. And when you think about it, life is like a vapor, which is only for a moment. And a vapor, when you think about a vapor, it's here and it's gone. Well, you think about it, I've even talked to a few people in the gym about this. When people expire, when they're gone, in very long, they're forgotten. That life that once lived, once walked, once paid taxes, all these things, but that life expires or forgotten. And that's the way our generations go, probably from the very beginning till now. I don't know why I'm saying these things, but we need to remember the most important thing is how we are spiritually. Because spiritually determines your blood pressure. It can determine all your mentally, all these things are related to how your body functions. And the spiritual is proven. I can go on a treadmill and purposely think about something I shouldn't think, and my blood pressure go up right now. If you get in lust, your blood pressure goes high. If you get in anger, your blood pressure gets high. These are simple things, basics, and if you start imagining evil things, your blood pressure gets way up. They've proven these things. They're basics for of how this physical body works. We all have the same body, but we don't know where we're going to end up with all the same body, maybe in two different places. That's a sad thing. We have to look to a supernatural that's not seen with man. And the second chapter of 1 Corinthians is so powerful, we have to look to the things that are not seen. Through faith. It's all by faith how we obtain our eternal life. If we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, we have to maintain that faith, but He'll keep us. It's something that we don't see with a natural eye. This whole, what we call salvation, you can walk down the street and nobody can detect it unless you physically are in tune with the Spirit of God. Maybe then you can, but if normal people can't detect. In the state of Texas, a few years back, they used to have a revival that was in West Texas out there someplace. And the people that was doing the revivals was unsaved. They did it for money. And they had people really want, and they proved right then the wrong things can attract. But it takes the Spirit of God. God knows not the might and power of men, but by the Spirit. The Spirit searches, yea, the deep things of God, which has been spoken. The deep things of God is through the mighty Spirit. The Lord knows that all people, even His children, when they get in a time of stress, they need direction. And that's why as God's people, need the move of the Spirit in this last hour. We need the intervention of God's mighty hand. We need that mighty help that brings us into a place of preserving us, just keep us in the center of His will. See, we can get out of the will of God and we think we're right, but we have to stay in the will of God. Just like yesterday, had a little moving deal, 3 or 4 hours there. I knew that I should, but didn't know how I was going to get there. But when God's time, when it came to pass, but that's the way it works. You wait, but still, I waited. And that's the answer. You maybe don't know where it's at, but just keep waiting. Don't get too nervous to go forward when you see that's what's happened to the Pentecostal move. It was a lot of it's done because we need, let's get going. We'll make it's by the natural man. It said this verse, but the natural man receiveth not the things from the Spirit of God. And they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, for they're spiritually discerned. You can't go out here and just start saying, Abba, Baba, something like that. That's but by the Spirit. And that's what's made this full gospel way to deplete where it's at. Because many people were too hardy and too much in themselves that they couldn't say, the Spirit's not here. They had to make up something to do it. I've been in that place. I know you have to wait upon God. And maybe God gives you a word that is counter with the other word that went ahead of you. Which way do you go? You go by what the Spirit says. But a lot of times people do not. They want to compare. And that we get a away from the center of the will of God. It's toward God, but it's not really truly of God. And that begins a falling away. Anytime we fall away from anything, we're getting away from the will of God. What is not of faith is sin. So faith has to be maintained, and the only way you can maintain faith is by the supernatural. You don't see it. It's by faith. You grasp it. Abraham moved by faith. All the time through the 11th chapter of Hebrews, it talks about all these great miracles were done through faith. But God was a big inspiration there at those days. He was actually right there with us. This way, this day, we do not see Him. But He's here just the same way, only He give us His Holy Spirit to help us. The Holy Spirit actually makes connection because He lives within us through Him. He makes intercession for him. Like Jesus, when he came and was tempted before Satan, that was for 40 days, the Holy Ghost was with him, in him. And that same pattern that Jesus did, we must do to have the fullness. Now, I'm not saying we can live any way we want to do, but we have to come. We choose how we want to live. But people that have the gift, they must wait and not do it in themselves. That's terrible. That's anti. And we must choose to be led of the Spirit. Because I have not seen, neither ear heard, neither has entered the heart of man, that things that are prepared for them that love God. I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither has entered the heart of man, the things that are prepared. Preparing something, when you prepare a meal, the preparation is what meal comes for. God's preparing for us a everlasting life. He's preparing us a way of salvation. He's preparing for us the love. That's that preparation that we have to do, and then we have to receive that preparation, and we must prepare ourselves with it, that we might be prepared for the great day. And that great day is something that we're all going to find ourselves at that spot. Everyone that's hearing my voice right now, one day you'll stand before God at that time. And how you prepare now that He's prepared for you will assure you the right for eternal life. It has to come in a way that we have to search for God. It said, if the princes that had of this world had known that Christ would be crucified, they would never offered him up, because Jesus, by then letting those princes let Judas and that take Jesus to the cross, but it was still God's will, because Jesus had to be that sacrifice. But the princes, that means the imps, the principality of the air, they were fooled. They didn't know, because when He set captivity free, He gave us His children through God's love, the power to become the sons of God, to have the right to eternal life. Before that, we did not maintain that. But at that time, and that's when Jesus came down and set captivity free and brought down into hell and broke the chains of darkness and did the things to Lucifer, all the things. Jesus became in power. He gave His life that this might take place. It shows the first part of Jesus' life. Jesus had to come against the principality of the air, the things, and He had to come to it as we came to it. But after His death, He is in power. He's still in power. He's coming back. Grave, death, or hell, He's coming to it. It blesses people. He's coming as our Savior. He's the one that we should love, the one that we should cherish, because He paid a debt that He did not owe. He paid a debt for me that I could not pay. He helped us that we might have eternal life forever. He also, in that package, gave us up that we can have praise to our Heavenly Father. We can cast all of our cares upon Him, for He cares for us. We need to realize that Jesus, through His saving power, made a way that we can walk in the pureness of His mighty hand. That He'll keep us from that day. He'll keep us at that hour. He'll keep us when all failed. So I'm going to shift gears a little bit right now. But I believe in this last hour, there's lots of things that's going to happen. There's going to be medicine is going to get to where it's everything is getting a little harder. Even medicine they have to change medicine because it loses its power. All the things in life are getting where there's little power. They say now that there's going to be more floods. This is what the world is what's going to happen. There's going to be more floods in China right now. It's terrible. When I seen that one, what I seen, this just wars thousands away. Just terrible. Pakistan, people down there crying. We're fortunate here in America. God, I think, is withholding much of the storm. We're having storms, but we're not like it is some of the world. Washington, D.C. is having some bad things, too. Washington, D.C., having trees down, electrical storms, lightning. Lightning's been striking people down. These things are happening because God says, my people must judgment must begin the house. What's the judgment? That we get right with Him. That's what the judgment is, that we would get right with God. You might say, well, I'm right with God. Well, if you are, then you can stand. But if you're not right, you need to get right, because God's coming back through the clouds of glory, and we need to honor that He is God. There's no honor here in America that God's God.
He should come first. I hear him all the time. Boy, that he. And the Lord says, keep your mouth shut because he can't help them. They're going to have to choose. We all have to choose you this day whom we will serve. This message is going out to the world today. But out there today, I want you to know, as long as you got breath, you got a will to change if you want to. If you don't want to change, then deliberately go on your way. But this world is going to be getting harder and harder. As God comes to that last hour, it's going to get more hard. It's going to be violence. It's going to be greater and greater and greater. I heard here just hadn't been a few months back, a wheelchair victim, and he was able to drive his car. He picked up some people, and he ended up in the garbage dump, killed. There's terrible things happening. You know, we just can't be as the Austin go out here and put our head in the sand, but these things are happening. There's diseases that they don't ever see before that's happening. I hear about them every day where I'm at. There are things happening that should concern us because our life is, if we have no problem, then we have a good life. And that wish is what we wish for is a good life. But what if you get a stroke? What if you get a heart attack? What if you get cancer? A lung disease, all these horrible diseases, our bodies don't make it very long. But it's what in the body is important, but when you get that sick, then you haven't got the will to even to say nothing, do nothing. I lived through it. When I had a stroke, I was very happy. But I wouldn't have been happy without the Spirit of God. I was happier than I've ever been my whole life. It was gone. The joy of the Lord is your strength. If you don't have that joy, when these sicknesses come, stress comes your way, when hardships come your way, it's just like every day, every year you have to pay your income tax. But there's going to be a day when you go to heaven and all these things, these troubles here are not going to be there. It's going to be a day, I'm not exactly sure, but it's going to be so wonderful that you would bankrupt everything you had now to get there then. The Lord assures me it's going to be that wonderful. It's beyond our, but as written, I have not seen, neither ear heard, neither has entered the heart the things that are prepared for them. You know, that would be the worst thing if those people could see in hell, a newsreel, see in heaven. That'd be terrible. You down there in that and see what you missed. It'd be enough to tear your mind all apart. We see that God is so glorious. I can testify that God's good. It's just like 30 years ago, the Lord spoke to me one morning about praying for that lady, girl, and she was, God's very concerned over people. And I knew, how could God speak to my heart? I'd never seen this girl. I knew where she was. And yet I would meet her on the highway, and I'd see her hit a tree. And I'd say, just pick up, please don't burn. It don't burn. It just blows all apart, though. And she's still there living, the steering wheel sitting up like this. Now tell me that God's done it. And that's just one little example. I know a lot of things that God's done that way. He's real. I'm ashamed of myself. I must be the worst God on earth because I should be a lot better than I am. We can see these great things. I'm saying to myself. And so we have a way even then to harden ourselves a little bit. We're not where we should be with God. I'm saying to myself. This, what we live in is so easy to go back to where it's from. It has something calling it back. Come back. It's like a stroke when I left there. This one man says, he told me, you need to use one of those hand cranks every day because he says, that's going to come back. That will come back. And I do it every day but Sunday. Sin's the same way. We have to keep working in our life continually. We don't arrive and stay there. No, we have to keep advancing forward. There is no place in the world. That's what's happened to the church. We stop. We got to keep on going. We got to be excited. We're going to miss it. We're going to keep our zeal. And that's why the church don't have what it once had. That's why they've lost their first love. And we must keep that first love or we're going to miss out on the real love. This love that we have is superficial, it's only for a moment. But that which we're going to have in heaven will live on for eternity. It'll live beyond the eon. It'll be a place of splendor, a place of glory, a place of, oh boy, what I feel right. It'd be terrible to leave what I feel. Boy, you live for what I feel right now. This is beyond something There was many years every time when I knew something right, that feeling come there, and I didn't knew I could walk. But I had this stroke. The Lord just said, you clipped your wings. You're going to be like most men. It was tough. And last year when I was about to go into heaven, I didn't feel what I wanted to feel. I wanted to feel His closeness than I had before, but I didn't. It wasn't there. But God said, you're not gone yet either. That's what He's trying to tell me. Well, sometimes we want to go by feelings. Sometimes we have to go by faith. There's sometimes our feelings will deceive us, but your faith will not deceive you. Walk on that faith. You're going to walk with all the imps of hell coming against you. You're going to still go forth. If you go by feelings, you'll dodge around it. You'll miss it. Feelings are nice, but that's only approval of God. And those feelings go away, but the faith stays with you. It stays there long. It can't be moved from it. It's solid. You're solid in faith. You're walking. The just must live by faith. Faith is something things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We must not bargain no longer with ourselves. We must constantly walk in faith. We got to walk victorious that I'm going forth. We can argue about, there are arguments about the Spirit and all these things, but we got to be in faith, everyone, all the time. How you keep you there is what's going to determine you, your outcome, the end. What's there not a faith is sin. God says it's sin if you don't have faith. Faith is possibly. It means that I know, and all that I've seen, my faith can still waver. I have to maintain that, and it comes that close encounter with God the Father. His special strength. Oh, He might bless you. He might make you walk. He with the will withhold not any good thing for His own Son. He didn't hold any. He made Jesus, took Him through the cross, but Jesus maintained through faith. Jesus was tempted at all points, tempted as we are, yet without sin. That means that Jesus felt just like we feel. And that's pretty hard sometimes. But He was victorious. And Jesus made us out the same thing that He's made out of. We had obtained the same voice from heaven. God came down as man. He made it that way, just like I am now that way from where I was, because I got to feel like man is. Well, Jesus felt all of us. He felt like we feel at all points, tempted as we are, yet without sin. And then He gave His life up as a complete, pure sacrifice that we could all live and our sins would be put in the sea of forgetfulness, never to be remembered no more. Isn't that wonderful? God don't even remember. You know, I was the other day, I said, oh, I wish I'd never done that. And I get old, I guess, the way I've been. I just says, Lord, please forgive me that. He says, already in the blood a long time, years ago. Get it out of your mind. He that looketh back from the plow was not fit for the kingdom of God. We all have a tendency of looking back. We must walk forward all the time. I lift my eyes to the hills. Whence comes my help? For my help come from the Lord. He's here in power. He's here in strength. He will deliver you, set you free. He'll set the captive free. He'll bless you, that you can have the joy of the Lord will be your strength. I pray God bless this day, your people. I pray that you'll bless this message. Father, I pray that you'll ensure them with your love, your mighty power. I pray that you'll cleanse them, touch them, heal them, bring salvation to their heart. Whatever the need is, I pray that they'll accept you as their Savior is this day. Lord God, that they'll put you first. They'll walk with you. Father, I pray for a mighty blessing on the hearts of your people all over the world. Father, I pray that none will be lost. I pray that wrong think it'll be changed this day. Bring them to a place of knowing you and having that experience that only you can give them. Bless them in a mighty way. Father, I pray that you ensure your love to your people. Let them know that you're a mighty God. Lord, we thank you for a positive walk. We thank you for this way. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen, 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 and amen, amen. God bless you all.
That was a spiritual banquet that some kings can't get a hold of. Thank you, Father, for this. And I pray, Lord, that whoever the listener is, if they didn't get something from this, they need to pray and back the tape up and listen again, because there's something good here. A lot of somethings. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise God.